If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
During your teenage years, you are invincible. Run across Cheltenham Avenue against the light. Stop in the middle of the street and dare them to hit me. Life consists of three phrases. Three phases. Go, go. That's when you're very young, up until your mid-30s, late-30s. Go, go. You're just going all the time. Go, go. Then there's go slow. That's when you reach your 40s. You come to the corner, you stop and wait for the light to turn red, green, and then you still look both ways and kind of walk as fast as you can. You get one quick, and then the rest is slow because you go slow. Then there's the last phase, no go. You just sit home. You don't go to the 7-Eleven unless somebody come give you a ride. You're coming to the party, I don't have no ride. But when you were in the go-go phase, you walk. My daddy would tell me, come down. He worked at 19th and Market, he built every building from 17th, 18th, and 19th and Market. And he would tell me, come down, I need you to go pay a bill. I'd take the 33 bus, get off, go up to the whatever floor he was on, get the money to go pay the bill, and I would walk from 17th and Market all the way down to about 5th and Market. I walked. And I wasn't hobbling. I walked. Shucks. Now I send my daughter. I ain't going. It's too far. You get to a certain stage when you just don't do the things you used to do. So this phase of your life is confusing. You're grown and on your own, but you're subconsciously dependent. Many of you are secretly afraid that you're going to end up alone. And nobody's going to be able to help you. And the little button around your neck is now becoming interesting and affordable. Because you don't want to be, I've fallen and I can't get up. So you want that to be able to call somebody because you are going back to dependence. So that causes bitterness and anger. Because you're afraid that you might slip in the tub and nobody will find you for days. That you might slip down the steps and fall and nobody will be able to help you. Now you're afraid because you're still living in the capitalistic mindset. What makes this psalm so important? What makes Psalm 23 so crucial is that David writes it when he's older. He writes it based upon previous experiences. This is not a psalm of expectation, nor is this a prophetic group of passages speaking to an unrealistic future or a hopeful experience. This psalm is written as the result of my once tempestuous life. He writes this psalm as a reflection of his accumulated experiences with God. He sits and says, as I evaluate my entire life, notice, as a shepherd, I realize that the Lord is my shepherd. Do you see how he personalizes that? This is coming. It's called the Shepherd's Psalm. It's kind of a dual meaning. It's the Shepherd's Psalm revealing the shepherd. Written by a shepherd. Only a shepherd can write this psalm because he postulates a theory of God shepherding based upon God shepherding him from his understanding of him shepherding his sheep. In other words, your understanding of God is not solidified until you survive difficult times. Until you've been through something, you have nothing to say about God. until you've experienced something, you're just telling me theory. David says, something here that is crucial. In writing this in the Hebrew, it says, Jehovah Roy, the Lord, my shepherd. The word is, if you look in your King James, you see the word is, you see it's italicized. That means it was not in the original Hebrew. But through translation and transliteration, what the writers do is try to bring the definite article to the indefinite object. Whenever there is a Jehovah connection, you have the wonder of both subject and object. The subject is Jehovah. 17 times in the New Testament, Jehovah is mentioned with an object. 17 times I get Jehovah with an object. The object may be, in this case, Roy. Jehovah R-O-I. Jehovah Roy. I may have Jehovah Tsidkenu. The Lord, my righteousness. Jehovah Nissi. The Lord, my banner, my protector. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Are you hearing me? God, in explaining his attributes, connects them with subject and object. I am this. David writes, the Lord, my shepherd. Not the Lord is my shepherd, but the Lord, my shepherd. Why is that significant, Pastor? Because he's making it relational. The Lord, my shepherd. Woo! Woo! Now let me fill in the blank. And as a result, give me verse 2 real quick. Say it loud. The Lord, my shepherd, comma, as a result. Lord, have mercy. The relationship has now jumped from theological to personal. Since the Lord is my shepherd. Since the Lord, my shepherd. Since the Lord, relational. I have no want. Watch me. This verse is going to blow your mind. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? Oh, didn't I? Watch this. Watch this. I need you to get this. That's why I had to preface it with laughter. You can retain when you're like, because I know some of you didn't get mad because what is he talking about? Watch, go with me now. David says, from previous experience, right? Let's do this thing in a Geraldo Rivera way. Excuse me. Sir, can I ask you a question? Sure. God bless you. How are you? It's so good to see you. I'm glad you're in service. I miss you. I gave you my anointing. You ain't been in here to expand it. Watch this. Why aren't you in want? What?
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Oh. That's what David said. I'm not in want because the Lord, my shepherd. Check it out. He did not say need. I am not in need, because Paul will get the revelation later. My God shall supply what I need. But David said, I'm not even in want, because my shepherd already has provided for me. Why are you anxious? He already has provided for you. There is something that echoes through this passage. Something that we miss, that David is trying to convey. When one reads the sacred text of Psalm 23, there is an interesting thought developing. He makes me. You understand the urgency of the verb. He maketh me. Now I'm going to talk to mamas. Mamas, especially those of you that have young ones. It's nap time. They don't want to lay down because there are so many other distractions. But the wise mama knows that Junior needs, so you will. The verb suggests that though you want to be stressed, the good shepherd maketh you to lie down. You say, Pastor, how does God make me lay down? By causing everything else you want to do to fail, and you have nowhere else to go but to lay down and let the shepherd take care of you. He makes me lie down. This thought is unfolding through these passages. Something is evolving. Something is moving. David's teaching a concept. The Lord, my shepherd, I'm not in want. He makes me lie down. But he's very specific about where. He does not make me lay down in thorny places full of dryness and anxiety and frustration. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
04216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Join Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. and the Drama Ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church as they present a dramatic skit inspired by Bishop Lambert's new book, The Christian and the Culture. Come and interact with Bishop Lambert as he shares strategies for overcoming the challenges we face in today's culture. Pre-signed copies of the book will be available for purchase for $12 during this special evening. It's all taking place Wednesday, June 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Church of Christian Compassion, located at 6121 Cedar Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where W. Lonnie Herndon serves as senior pastor. For more information, call 215-885-2585.